Welcome to episode 288 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our look at the history of board games by picking up the dice for Yahtzee! Today's game proves that it's never too early to introduce kids to gambling. Woohoo! The legend behind Yahtzee is that it was invented by a married couple in Canada
who enjoyed playing the dice game based on poker on their yacht.
I can only assume, based on the fact that
they had a yacht, that they played high-stakes Yahtzee.
You can see the yacht influence on the game in the name, Yahtzee. This couple brought the game to the attention of Edwin Lowe, a toy maker who had already made a name for himself when he found an obscure little game involving filling up randomly generated boards of numbers and yelling out, "Bingo!" when you finished, and taking that game to a national pastime. It is little surprise, then, that Yahtzee would also involve making some noise when you score the big points. The dice game was made into an unsuccessful game show. The Yahtzee TV show, hosted by Peter Marshall, who more famously moderated Hollywood Squares, was a sort of cross between The Match Game and Hollywood Squares, with Yahtzee thrown in too. The contestants tried to match answers to questions with a celebrity panel. Whichever contestant got the most matches would get a chance to throw the Yahtzee dice and score big. The show only lasted a year. The similarities between Yahtzee and poker are striking. The two games use a similar scoring system, and your traditional poker variants use the same number of cards, 5, as the number of dice in Yahtzee, 5. In fact, Yahtzee is one of several games that is categorized today as a poker dice game. Poker? Thanks for tuning into episode 288 of the Daily Brainwave. If you enjoy Yahtzee, but you are looking for something with a lot more substance, check out a board game called King of Tokyo. It's Yahtzee meets Godzilla, if that doesn't pique your interest. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you found us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. And contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Board Game Week by raking in the big bucks.